drinking it.
Fire away.
By the way, which one of these are we smoking?
That's a good question. We got two pretty good options.
Yeah, we picked up some new stuff at the show.
The wonderful show. Mm. I take it we're already recording.
Yeah.
Some Platinum Nova came in from the PCA that Laramie got to go to. We'll be discussing that.
Have we even done a show this year?
Maybe.
I was going to say we did, but no, those were ones I released after Christmas.
Has it been 4 months?
It has been. There's plenty to talk about now.
For fuck's sake. What are we doing here?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I can't make it this week. Can you make it next week? No, I can't make it next week. What about the week after? No, that's bad too. We'll skip it. Push it back.
We got too much stuff going on. PCA, all that fun stuff. Well, and then planning for Smokelahoma. So I guess we all just happened to open Leo 11.
Yeah.
From Platinum Nova Cigars.
And welcome to First Third Productions.
Welcome to First Third Productions. Same three hooligans holding it down. DeMario, Steven, and Laramie. Hope you all had a nice little break.
The cigar is just good off a lot.
Does it make you smile when you light it up?
Yeah. This gets me a little twinkle in my eye.
Twinkle in the eye, chubby in the pants, whatever floats your boat.
Yep.
We've gotten plenty of chubbies this week. At the start of this year, we've gotten plenty.
And this cigar is a little tiny, man. I mean, we're just being busy out here, man.
Oh, man. So our first podcast in 2024.
Pretty much, buddy.
That I can remember. We may have done once, like in January, but I don't remember if we did.
They might have been in January. I know one I didn't put up, but.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely right. Just off light.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tasty.
I don't think we have did a podcast about Platinum Nova, have we?
No, I'm sure we've talked about it.
We've mentioned them several times.
Because it's fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Ecuadorian Habano. Nicaraguan binder. Fillers Nicaraguan. Says the profile is full, but the flavor is definitely full.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, this is becoming my new favorite cigars, man.
Well, when you wait to roll it for 10 years.
Yeah, you know we're a sucker for that.
Aged tobacco gets you every time.
Man. But they don't have a bad stick in their lineup, man. I mean, everything is at least good. Mm-hmm. But majority of them is phenomenal.
A little high starting out, but
quality costs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Aged tobacco, you're going to pay for it.
You got to pay for it.
It's not any more expensive than Padron, Davidoff. Now look, Rocky, Placencia.
Mm-hmm.
Fuente, Opus. Some of my father's are more expensive. So it's not really expensive anymore.
Very true. Especially in today's world, you're right.
Yeah, $20 cigar is about the norm, isn't it?
It's definitely getting there.
I got a little tear in my eye from that.
From what? The $20?
$20 a stick. It used to only be I could get you a good stick from 8 to 15.
Yep.
But they're still out there.
They are.
And Platinum Nova, I think they make some.
Mm-hmm.
Make some really good stuff. what, 14, 15, 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, that basic. I don't ever want to call it basic.
Toro batch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nicaraguan. Congress is also one. I think it's under 20.
Yeah. That's from about 18, I think.
The Queebs. That's under 20. What was that one? What's that one called?
The Burls. Five Burls.
Yeah.
They did it, not us.
Yeah, I know. I know. It was on every box. It was terrible. It was.
So this is a new cigar Todd and I picked up at the trade show a couple weeks ago. Leo 11. Now, we had the precursor, the Leo 12.
Yes.
We brought that in last year
mm-hmm.
from this little boutique company, Nova Cigars. I don't know if it's Nova Platinum Cigars, Platinum Nova Cigars. However you want to.
Platinum Nova is how everybody has it online. But we'll roll.
Whatever you want to go with it, mm-hmm. We'll understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Or you should understand what we're saying. Very small boutique company out of New York. I follow up what you said. They don't have a just good cigar. They're really good and then they're great.
Exactly. There's no in between on that one.
None of their cigars are just smokable.
Really tell the truth.
One thing I've always liked about them is out of all the ones I've smoked, I've never had any construction issues.
No.
At all. Even if I fucked up the light, it fixed itself normally.
Yeah, you're pretty good at doing that.
So. Yeah, mm-hmm. Recently, I've been really fucking good at that.
Agreed.
So, Laramie,
mm-hmm.
while we enjoy the cigar, I know we've already had our conversations about the PCA, but our listeners haven't really heard much about it.
All I can say is, if another retailer out there is listening to this, or a consumer, it's a lot of work. Don't think we just go and do nothing but smoke cigars and put in a few orders. It's 9 hours straight of solid work. And you get about 30 minutes with each of your vendors that you're going to see. And sometimes less than that, sometimes 20 minutes before you got another appointment to go to. And you better have your shit together. The more prepared you can go into a trade show like this one, the better you're going to have an outcome and have a good time and be productive and effective for your orders. And but it is a lot of work. So
pretty much the best possible way of preparing for it is knowing what you need from each brand ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that way your ordering is real simple.
Yeah.
You can even fill out a little today.
Some people want it ahead of time. I mean, three or four of the companies that are at the show, they all want your order before you even leave the airport. And some of them we even got in before. Fuck. Telling a story here.
Pardon me, I apologize.
Yes, certain ones we even got in before the show even started.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. I mean, you think about it, there's certain, every time you go to a different booth or a different vendor, they're going to hand you a cigar. They want you to smoke it. You don't have time to smoke a Toro in 20 minutes. You're just basically trying to get as enough nuances to say, yeah, this is worth bringing in, or this is dog shit. I'm not wasting my time with this. And then, you're hoofing it to another appointment. So, I mean, it's, the way, as busy as we were and as many companies as we tried to hit, I was at one appointment, Todd's at another. I mean, there's no way we can not tr- try to maximize our time, and just there's not enough hours in the day to meet everybody that we needed to get to. Plus, they shrank the number of days the show was going on in the past. It was, 3.5 days. This year was only 3 days. So they did add an hour to to all 3 days, but, you know, we had to take advantage of that. I mean, I was, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, you start, and I didn't leave the show most of the time till 6:30, 7 for the show floor, even though it closed at 6. You're still putting in orders. You're still visiting. You're still talking. You're still doing deals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of work.
It's not just cigars. I think that's one thing is being on the outside of it. Just if someone coming in is going to a cigar shop and they're like, oh, there's a trade show for cigars? Is it just cigars? No, it's quite a bit of stuff. There's lighters.
Accessories.
Lighters, POS pipes, systems, pipes.
Yeah.
I mean,
smoke eaters, you know. I mean, it's really geared toward the, you know, brick and mortar premium tobacco, premium cigars. But yeah, there's other venues and avenues there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, humidors, companies that do that. I mean, they had a couple of different spirit booths set up. I think Uncle Nearest was there. I couldn't tell you. There's a couple other ones, but off the top of my head, I can't remember all of them from the show floor.
Like you say, you're just so busy running around trying to fill orders, man. This is not just a big.
Oh, I've got 5 minutes. No. Go take a leak. Go to the bathroom because you got an appointment in 5 minutes, and then you got to go and try to find out where the booth is. Because I mean, convention center's not exactly small. So.
Yeah, a lot of guys I talk to were mentor shows. They're just like, man, I'm just so wore out from the walking, man. Just.
Oh, that wasn't a bad deal. I was pretty much geared up for walking, but it's a lot of walking.
Yeah.
A lot. So, but we came away with some good products, good gear, made some great orders, got some big orders, bringing in some new faces. So I hope all of our customers are listening will be happy about that. Can't give everything away right away, can we?
No.
You got to come in and find out about some of this stuff.
I will have to say that we did bring Vector back in, which we haven't had since pre-COVID.
Yes.
So I think everybody's going to be happy about that. That one we can give a little nod to because best lighter in the market.
Yeah. Best pocket lighter. Yes, definitely.
Best tabletop. Mm-hmm.
And our new pipe lighters are very cool. I'm happy about those.
You like them.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to see. I think I've seen a picture of them, but I didn't really see what they did. But, yeah.
They're nice.
Can't wait.
They're not crap.
We've had a rash of those, especially with pipe lighters.
Yeah, these ones actually work.
No, these actually, you actually push the button and they light. They're not from some of the other companies that we've named in the past.
Very political answer. So, you haven't been to one in how long?
Shoot. 10 years.
10 years? What was the biggest change that you've seen?
I'd have to say the size of the booths. In the past, they were massive. I mean, the very first one I went to, they had a fucking ship from Drew Estate sit up in the convention center. You could go upstairs, drink, party on the second ship.
Jeez,
story of the ship. And, I mean, just the layout was shrunken. The booth size was small, but it was more personal. So, It was a different location, too. I'd never been to the convention center. I was at the Sands last time. So, but it was very well laid out, very well done. So, Todd said that attendance was up. It was a good show, so.
Was that crazy when you said that Todd's going to be president next year?
He is, but what would be crazy about it?
Yeah. I thought I was crazy when I heard it.
Next year.
Yeah. Well, that should be interesting. And next year it's going to be in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yes, it will be, buddy.
Yeah, DeMario can't wait.
In April. Mm-hmm. Should be fun.
It's going to be a good experience, man.
You'll like it. You're going to walk your ass off. I got about 15 to 18 hours sleep the whole time I was out there. Just because you're on a different time zone, you wake up automatically at a certain time. But I got to go out this year, and there were some great educational speakers the first day I was out there, so I really enjoyed the hell out of that. It was a lot of fun.
Did they always do that, or was it just
I think it's always been like that. The first day is usually always, speaking on. I think I got to listen to George Padron speak about his father's legacy. Got to listen to Nick Melio speak on the Connecticut River Valley and the development of the Connecticut broadleaf. You got to listen to the history of cigars the role that Pete Johnson played. I don't remember the name of the actual movie itself, but yeah, it was pretty interesting listening to that video. They have tons of different talks. I mean, you could sit in on listening about how to increase your customer base through social media and different social media venues, talking about insurance for employees, 401ks, retirement plans. I mean, there's a lot that you don't think about when you go to a trade show that's involved in what we do that actually takes place there. So the education aspects alone was definitely worth me going and listening to and visiting with people and talking to them about it. So.
Well, one day I'll get to go and experience the full glory of everything.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's funny that everybody's like, oh, I need to get to go to that. It's like, but you're not a retailer. It's a buying event for us, and you would actually probably be overwhelmed and at the same time bored. Even though you're smoking a cigar and doing everything, you wouldn't know anybody there. You wouldn't,
So you're saying it's much better to build a relationship with the people that you do know that are.
Oh, absolutely. I knew everybody there. I mean, all my, you go to every store or every company you go to, every meeting you're at, you know the people you're visiting with. Mm. We've had a relationship with them for the last, from the last 1 year to 15 years. I've known some of these people. So, but Joe off the street that wanted to just go and see what it is about, they wouldn't know him from Adam. So it's
he would get a lot of weird looks like,
what are you doing here? Why are you here?
Why are you talking to me? Go away.
Yeah. Why are you talking to me? Exactly. So, but yeah, it's a lot of work. It's not like the Big Smoke where it's geared toward consumers, or what's the one down in Florida?
I thought that was Big Smoke
too. Well, there's a Big Smoke in Vegas. Maybe there is a Big Smoke in Florida. Anyway, yeah, they're like Smoke Oklahoma. It's geared toward consumers.
Mm-hmm.
This is not at all.
Not even in the least bit. Well, that's interesting. For someone that's working in the industry and just getting his feet wet in comparison to the people at the table. So it's TAA, just pretty much the same thing then.
It's a guild
more for retail, and you don't.
Selected buying group, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what notes are we getting, gentlemen? I can see that we're all enjoying it because it's a very quiet podcast at the moment.
little spices is very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing harsh about the cigar. Not even close.
I have not smoked had one offensive like flavor or note yet.
And even I have been retrohaling it, so.
Oh, I mean, with tobacco age 10 years, you can do that, buddy.
Yeah, another cigar that claimed to have 10-year age tobacco in it, set up front.
Two different beasts, buddy.
It doesn't have the same feel as this one. No,
not at all.
I think it's been rolled around in the dirt for a while and picked up some good old musky flavors.
Yeah, that cigar shouldn't even be in the same sentence with this.
That's why I didn't say it. So, yeah, I mean, straight from PCA to Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. You came back, and you've been hitting the ground running ever since.
I had help. You guys have been a lifesaver. We've had some late nights here, too, haven't we?
Not to say that there weren't libations involved in that, but...
No.
They were earned. Very much so.
So, percentage-wise, how close are we to being ready for Smokeloma?
We're over 50. Probably closer to 65, 70%.
Well, for those of you who don't know, and if you're a cigar smoker that lives in Oklahoma, you don't know about Smokeloma, well...
You're an idiot! Oh, wait.
Yeah, there's...
What rock have you been under?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
That works out, too. It's an event that Z2 Cigars holds. We got a bunch of our vendors that come out. Free food, free drink, bag of cigars. A little gift to go home with.
Live horse racing.
Live horse racing.
And exclusive pricing on cigars from all the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
You're only going to get it there. And they're going to be priced to move.
Oh, yes.
We got some big boys there. Drew Estate, David Davidoff. Bob Pelina's coming this year, right?
Rocky Patel.
Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Oliva.
Oh, yeah. Foundation.
Foundations. Bunch of guys.
22 vendors this year.
Mm-hmm. Did we have Aladino last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did.
Aladino and Gran Habano.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Gurkha.
Gurkha's
like swag kings.
Are you saying
some swag down?
Are you saying Drew Estate doesn't hold a candle?
They throw some swag. Yeah. Rocky throws some swag. Davidoff's got some good swag.
Yeah, that's like the heavy hitters on swag, though, man. They're just hard to beat.
Shit, I pulled some La Aurora stuff. There's a bunch of swag over there. I mean, they got 4 boxes. Nothing but swag. So.
A lot of goodies to be got.
They're aggressive. Be aggressive. Come, have a good time. And there will be some great cigars on the table.
Yeah, stock up, man. Get the deals, man, because you just can't beat them. You know, like you said, man, the food's included, open bar, whiskey tasting. You can go bet on the ponies, go upstairs and gamble when you're done. It's just such a great time.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of things to occupy your time.
Yeah, you don't have a good time there. You just need to leave this lifestyle.
It ain't for you. So $275 VIP. You can get a companion pass to get your significant other in for $125.
Yes, sir.
I mean, hell, you can just come in for $125 and buy all you want. You know, but yeah, the gift alone in the VIP bag is half the price of the ticket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not including all the cigars. 25 cigars, Todd said, were given away. Some of the guys donated 2 cigars for the event.
Oh.
So,
yeah,
you know, hey, 25 cigars, complimentary cutter gift.
Even if you don't, you have a great gift to give to someone afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean...
Deal. You just can't beat that.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sitting here thinking about a better deal that's on the table that you hear about anywhere. Most of it's just enter to win and see if you win.
Mm-hmm. Now, there'll be raffles, pretty sure. Some people are giving away some good gifts. So
they raffle away all the swag. Technically, the big items.
Some of the big items, yeah.
Get raffled off.
Yeah.
Even one of our employees managed to win a TV one year.
Yeah, I think that was bogus. He didn't earn that.
I think we needed to go back and check the cameras on that.
Mm-hmm. Like salty, buttery popcorn, which is a very good thing.
I was about to say creamy, but yeah,
butter
works.
Butter is creamy.
Butter works much better, especially like salted butter.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's no matter what, it's good.
Yeah. Don't mind the price point. Pick it up and smoke it.
Because it's worth the money, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once again, no construction issues whatsoever.
No. Raise a sharp burn.
And he stares at mine.
I wasn't even going to say nothing. I thought about it, though.
You did. You saw it. I know it was in your eye.
Once again, that's an operator error. So
yes,
you know,
very much. I'm the newbie. Leave me alone.
There's some citrus notes in the retro hill. Nice lemon zest.
They just know how to really float those notes in at you. So you're not overpowered by one or the other. They're all just been very pleasant smokes.
No, a lot of cigars are just extremely well balanced, man. I mean, like I said, there's nothing offensive about it. Anybody can smoke them. They're probably my new favorite line to smoke.
I co-sign on that. Yeah. Just because when you've been smoking 15, 20 years, you get a cigar like this, tastes wonderful. It got a lot of complexity going through it, a lot of flavor changes, mm-hmm. just little notes here and there that hit you. You kind of live for those cigars.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that. You know me, I love putting cigars. You don't have to ace these. Don't need to sit in your locker, you know, for a couple of years. They're just great out the box.
This is great out of the box.
Well, I've said it several times. If you're paying anything over 15 and you have to pull it out of the box and let it age, you just hurt my feelings.
I ain't going to say it.
Yeah, yes, because I was getting ready to say it. Go ahead. Go get it off of you.
I ain't going to say it.
Well, now you have to say it.
No, but you're right. You shouldn't have to age a cigar that's $15 plus. There should be stuff in that cigar that makes you want to age some of them, but you can still smoke it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So. What do you really want to say? We smoked it God of Fire and Rosario the other day, which it was good.
It was really good. I liked it. We sit back with a little bit short.
Mm-hmm.
Short perfecto.
Yeah. It's good. This is better.
This is good. Better out of the box.
Yes.
I know those have been sitting a while, those Gods of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they. Oh, no, they'd be about the same price.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
What is the price point on this? I don't remember. I just pulled them out because we hadn't smoked it yet.
To 18 to 21.
21.
I won't say it's 21.
Doesn't matter. It's worth it.
Smoke it.
Leo 11.
It's so funny when we'll be working in the humidor and we'll be talking about these cigars, man. Some of the customers be eavesdropping. They'd be like, what cigar are you talking about? Oh, let me get one of those, or let me get two of those.
Everybody wonders why I talk like I'm on a soapbox in there. And so I don't have that same conversation six times in a row.
Bro, somebody came in, you know, I'm trying to get out of the shop. You know, it's like 5:15, 5:30. And I happen to know them. And they're like, man, what all new you got in from the trade show? I'm like, bro.
Jesus Christ.
And I I'm forgetting like at least four or five different cigars, maybe six. Like, I don't remember everything. Here's here, 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 here. We just need a bigger humidor.
I did put an idea out there.
Floating shelves?
No. Oh. No, no. We take your office, we turn it into a humidor, and we put a vault door on it. Not to look like another cigar shop that we know about, but just make it one where you have to be walked in by a by one of the...
With a keypad, huh?
With a keypad on it. And it's a $50 deposit if we even open the door for you.
You walk through here, but I need you to pay up.
My time is money. So, I don't think we've even broached this. Something new we've done here at the shop that our members seem to enjoy. Everybody that's recently become a new member has not batted an eye over, is we've changed our policy a little bit on membership. Mm-hmm. So we've switched from monthly membership or month-to-month or three-month membership to either come into the shop, want to be a member, $150 for 6 months, $300 for the year. Yep. Pick it out. If you want a locker, it's $250 or $500. You know, it's simple, easy. People just seem to be gravitating toward that.
Yeah, we didn't have so many new members join up. It's been ridiculous. And it's been no issue since we switched over to
that. Matter of fact, it's actually, I think it's improved.
Yes.
So
we have had a lot of new faces come in. It's been nice. A
lot of new changes. Mm-hmm. Doors, windows, floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the front is looking really good.
Yeah, it is.
From facelift.
Little things.
That's the thing. We always try to make ourselves better up here, man, and have the environment where you walk in, you just, oh, this is my home away from home, you know.
Some people just need that spot to get away from the house. I need a minute. I'll go smoke one. I'll be back. Or I might not. It might be more than one.
Might be one. A few missing with us.
A few and a half a bottle.
Yeah.
It's might be a thing.
I know we're smoking this wonderful cigar. I just have to give kudos to this. I mean, obviously I don't get to smoke every cigar that's given to me at the trade show. You know, some of them go into the bag. Yeah, I'll get to it. I'll smoke it when I get back. You know, tell you what I think. You know, but there are a few that you do light up when you're sitting there talking to one of the principals or owners of the company. And you just refuse to put out. I got to give a shout out to Justo Arroa from Aladino for that Fuma Noche he put out. Because I did not put that cigar out for anybody else's booth that I went and saw for the next hour and a half.
So?
I smoked it all the way through.
So what you really
Three or four meetings. So that was probably the best cigar I actually got to smoke at the show. And the great thing about that cigar is it's a regular production item. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend you get some. If you come to Smoke Oklahoma, they'll be at the table. So, come in and try it. 16-count box, beautiful wrapper, rich, flavorful. Even Todd didn't put it out.
That says so much.
That says a lot. Man. But he's like, yeah, I'm not putting this down. You can, I'll smoke that later. He's like, I heard that a couple times.
Hey, that's another company. They don't have a bad cigar in their lineup, man.
Mm-hmm. Not a one. They've been killing it. Last couple of years.
So, unfortunately, there's going to be a cigar that they produce that we'll get in the next couple of months. But the only way you'll be able to buy any is if you buy a four-pack of their cigars. Then you're allowed to buy one Cameroon Reserva. But it'll be worth it because we only get five boxes, 10-count box. 100% Cameroon cigar.
So wrapper, binder, filler.
All Cameroon.
Cameroon Puro. I love this idea.
I mean, their Cameroon isn't too shabby.
No. Never hurt my feelings.
That'd let you down. Man. I'd smoke it over a short story.
Yeah. Yeah, all day.
Mm-hmm. I used to love short stories. But something about the, something about growing the tobacco, the Cameroon tobacco in Honduras. I think it strengthens the wrapper a little bit, because usually your Cameroon wrappers are really fragile. Really fragile.
Very true.
And they have a little bit more durability in their soil and their climate, and I think they have a little more control over their crops and how the tobacco is handled from start to finish. And it just, it tastes different. You know, if you're going to say, oh, it's not truly from Cameroon, Africa, it's not true. It's like, don't get that idea out of your head.
Man.
But
where did all the tobacco seeds that we talk about today come from again? Leave it all started in Cuba and then branched out to the rest of the world? I'm just saying that, you know.
I don't know if it even just straight Cuba is. Definitely, you know, Central America for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it in the United States. Like there was a strain, like Weislich's education with Nick Malio, there was actually seeds that were somehow deposited in the Connecticut River Valley. You know, in Connecticut, and they grew tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
Started there. Then they brought seeds in from overseas, and then they did a hybrid with that seed, and then another seed, and then they created a Connecticut broadleaf. And so, yeah. There's kind of different types of varietals there.
Some people have a very one-dimensional mind.
Mm-hmm. There's so much to learn.
And just when you think you have it all figured out, something comes along and ruins you.
Yeah, if you think you got it all figured out in a cigar game, something especially wrong with you, because it's always something new. They're always doing something different. Didn't you get to meet the owner of Platinum Nova?
Yeah, I would butcher her last name. It's in the little book that we brought back. I know Leo's her name. Actually, this is cigar is named after her. Or she named a cigar after herself.
Okay.
However you want to say it.
I'm the owner. I'll do what I want.
I can do what I want. You know, what's nice is that even though she has her factory in the Dominican, she outsources to like Honduras for the tobacco, Peru, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and then that way they can customize that blend to fit what they're trying to do. Because contrary to popular belief, on her lines, not a single cigar tastes the same. Every single one is completely different than the one right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
In our shop, on the shelves, wherever you go, you're going to find that. I don't know of any other store in Oklahoma that carries these.
I was just about to say, I don't think there is one.
I don't know if anybody in Texas has it. I
as far as the shops I've been to,
yeah,
I haven't seen one, but I'm glad we haven't, because it's been doing very well for us.
Buddy Michael out in Nashville, he said he's never seen them out there either.
Really?
And that's when he smoked one here when he was with us over Christmas. And he's like, wow, amazing. I was like, yeah, game changer.
I mean, you know, words of honor, it's fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, club edition.
Man.
Has he smoked the other one yet? Or have you heard?
I don't know.
The legacy?
He smoked the little one. The little petite.
The Corona.
Corona.
No.
He said it's fantastic. So,
I mean,
we're going to smoke the Legacy tonight for the first time.
Yes.
And there's only 500 boxes of these guys made. So that's segment two, right?
Maybe.
Okay. 500 boxes made for the European market. And we happen to snag a few. So we'll give that guy a whirl here in a little while.
Yeah.
Something tells me that cigar is going to be really good.
I've never seen a better box press cigar. I mean, it's perfectly square. So, see what comes of that one.
So, DeMario, what's another one of your favorite ones for the year?
Don't say warped. Okay, you can say warped.
I mean, well, I wound up buying a box. So, yes, I'm going to say that L also.
Take the L.
I had to take that L, brother. That's just been a phenomenal smoke. Man, it's just been a lot of good stuff, man. I did get to smoke that Aladino. I was pleasantly pleased with that, man. Phenomenal. So my palate had been off for about a week, so I wound up revisiting the other day, and, yeah.
Game changer.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I didn't get half that flavor the first time I smoked it, so I knew something was wrong. I mean, the way y'all was raving about it, I was like, my palate has to be off. So, yeah, I never set it back down. I just, like...
Now you see what I was saying. Yeah. You smoke it, you're like,
yeah.
Yeah. Keep whatever you give me. Yeah. Just put it in the bag.
I'm going to finish this, and then I'll get around to yours. Mm-hmm. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Warp's about to drop some fire on that. They got 10th anniversary La Colmena coming out. And then that's way later in the year. It's probably like third, fourth quarter. And then middle of the summer, they're supposed to drop.
The Ronaldo?
10th anniversary, Don Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you know I'm excited for that.
I don't know if we bought enough.
Probably not.
Big man loses his shit when I said, how many did you tell me to buy? I said 20 of each. Better make it 25. Well. They're going to go.
They went last year.
Well, the Oso 10th, we got three boxes left.
Yeah.
Two or three max. We start out with 20. And that was.
No, we start out with.
But, yeah. 25?
Something like that.
Something crazy.
Yeah.
And that was in March. First March. That tells you how good that cigar is.
Man, so good. I had one of our regulars come in. I mean, he usually only spends $8 to $12 a cigar, man. I was like, hey, look. You know, this 25 is kind of rough spending, so he grabbed it. He literally came back the next day and bought a box. So, if that tells you anything.
Special stick. I give shout out to Rojas. They made a great 10th anniversary cigar.
Yes.
Very good. Very rich. What'd you smoke that you liked? Steven?
To be honest, there hasn't been anything we've brought back from this PCA that I've been like. The emissary, the one that blew me away just because of the name. The emissary from Macanudo.
Amazing.
I was like, holy shit, this is a phenomenal cigar.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a game changer for them.
That was a great one. I haven't smoked it yet, but y'all have told me about it, made me want to smoke it. And I don't smoke a whole lot of Rocky, but that Rocky Year of the Dragon, you all said was really good. Ooh. Presentation on it alone looks phenomenal. Yeah. It looks amazing.
The cigar is actually even better, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's $36. It's worth every dollar. It's box worthy. Mm-hmm.
I got one of my guys, man, Elvis, you know, works at Burn. He was like, that new Rocky Dragon is my new favorite Rocky I've ever smoked, man.
It's yeah. I mean, this ever gets back to Rocky, but he's going to be butthurt, but it's better than that Conviction.
Yeah.
That Year of the Dragon is better than the $100 Conviction. I'm sorry. It is.
Well, and the Conviction was really good.
Yeah. The final third of the Conviction was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Out of this world good. But The Year of the Dragon, the first two thirds and the final third are all fantastic.
And it's all there, bro.
Yeah, like it's all full body. So.
Oh, I should have said that. That's obviously one. La Union. The collaboration between Pete and Pepin. That was phenomenal.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't know. I haven't smoked it.
Not overly priced, but more than you normally spend for two cigars.
Yeah, $120 for two cigars is hard.
Yeah. Man, but it's tasty.
You ain't paying that much money. We're still down to our last bucks and a half.
I know.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty good.
But when you got things like Platinum Nova, Aladino, and the new one, new one from Gran Habano.
The Reserve?
Yes.
2010 Reserva. That's good.
You got plenty to choose from. Come to the shops, pick up some of the stuff and enjoy. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, we definitely got enough new options for you.
Well, we're getting down to that. Well, they're getting down to the final third.
Somebody's still a beginner.
I'm a lightweight. I take my time on some. there's some I don't take my time on.
You be trying to, but the cigar just not gonna let you.
No, this is burning slow. Good flavor.
Mm-hmm. Once again, I haven't seen nobody have to relight their cigar.
Not one touch up.
What are you getting out of it?
Talking to me, Steven.
You. Looking at you, talking to Steven.
That usually goes
either way.
We softball it out there for everybody.
Yeah, just throwing it out there.
I'm still getting a little that saltiness, a little bit of cedar behind it, a little creamy texture to the smoke.
Still that citrus, a little citrus?
A little bit. It's not like an overwhelming situation.
No. Some cigars. No, it's very subtle, but yeah. It's there.
Like that clean aged tobacco taste behind it, like not that barnyard funk or any of that, you know.
Metallic,
you know,
shiny paint.
Yeah, no.
Shiny nickel.
No dank. Yeah. Dank earth. Damp.
No mineral.
What do you say? Tasting. Damp earth, wet earth.
Scorched.
Scorched
earth.
Well, scorched earth, I might be a little interested.
Generic.
Forgot that
generic
one,
yeah. Earth.
Generic earth, yeah.
It's got it all.
I can't anymore.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty girl.
not very pretty.
Yeah, that was one of the funniest things I heard, buddy.
By the way, what are we drinking with this? You got us a drink.
Drinking.
Something sort of tequila.
It is a mezcal. It's I should have just brought it over.
You should. Newbie.
I made a mistake.
I didn't bring the bottle. Yeah, what do you expect us to do? To walk to our libations?
I know it. Illegal.
It's very illegal. It's very good.
Illegal.
I They make a couple different ones, and it's not my normal mezcal, but it's a great one for mixing.
It's stamped.
Mix it with a little bit of organic margarita mix, a little bit of jalapeno flavor to it.
Yeah, it's my new summer drink.
Yeah, that's definitely definitely going to be something I keep drinking all summer long. I mean,
it's not a zombie or anything, but it'll work.
Oh, my God.
I like to function from time to time. The next day.
Yeah, there are limits of
that's
how much shenanigans and fucking I can get into.
That's buddy. Once a year.
Yeah.
That's something I'd like to have at Smoke Oklahoma. Just have one. I'd function after one, and I'd be having a good time.
Wouldn't need anything else after that.
I wouldn't have to have anything else. I'd just walk around with an empty drink. What are you having? I already had it.
It sounds good on paper, but...
And trust me when I tell you, you're going to have to catch up.
No shit.
No, that is a drink you got to have when you're not working.
No. No. Because you may think you're doing all right, but you're really not.
That was the devil about that drink.
You think you're fine.
You're perfect.
And you're like...
The minute you try to get up,
and what happened?
Leave me alone. I can't do it.
I remember the first time we had two of those in one night.
Yeah, buddy.
Whew.
Yeah, the struggle was real.
This next day, my mind said, you can go do whatever you want. My body's like, you ain't doing a damn thing.
I thought it paired really well. Wait, that's the other thing about Platinum Nova that you were saying. They pair everything with rum.
She does a lot of her pairings with rum.
Should definitely can't go wrong with that.
Oh, I can't fault her for that one. But obviously, whatever we're going to drink, this should go well with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't pick a bad libation to pair this with.
Or a night that you wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, I think we're going to try to have Leo come out in the fall and do a dinner tasting. That might be a lot of fun.
That would be.
She's game.
Yeah, probably had, the ranch or Mickey Mantle, something like that. Like, good meal, good cigars, drinks.
So
what can you ask for?
My next question for that is more of from an employee standpoint. We're selling 25 tickets, but all the employees can come.
We'll have plenty. We'll do it. We'll make sure everybody can have it. Everybody can come once come.
Because it's not getting where you fit in.
Because you factor in that, hey, if you smoke the stuff, you like it, you get to learn a little bit. It's educational. You can relay that information back to the customer, make them happy in the choices they make and the decisions they make and their money they spend on quality cigars, then it's a win-win. So, happy customer, happy Todd.
That's what you want.
Unless your wholesale account comes in at the last minute, 5 minutes, and you have 12 things you got to pick up, and they're all singles, and they want you to.
It's nice how you switch that up.
Want you to pick out all of them for you.
Bless they heart.
They just something sweet. But this guy. I guess everybody's loving how this is finishing.
Right there, it just changed automatically. I have no idea what I just tasted.
That's one of Laramie's favorite things about cigars. Something just comes out of nowhere and makes it better.
Everybody should like that.
You would think.
Some people like one-dimensional cigars now.
Some people like Cubans, you're right.
Said that like you meant that.
That was directed.
Yeah.
That was a little directed at some people in the room.
No, not anybody. Somebody specific. I'm just saying, I'd smoke this cigar over any Cuban I've ever smoked. I think it's better than any Cuban I've smoked.
Well, it's damn sure a lot more flavors.
Oh.
Nuances and everything else. It's definitely up there. And it's not even the best cigar they got.
Fucking good.
That's fucking good.
I put this on par with that club edition.
I put it right under it.
Club.
A club is just a spice in the way it changes.
It's a little spicier.
Yeah.
It's got a little more. It's got a little more strength time. Yes. I still say this is a solid medium.
Mm-hmm. Solid, full in flavor. Solid. It's full in flavor.
Full flavor.
Yeah. But I will say the strength is definitely picked up towards this final third, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wish some of my opuses would do this.
Could you say it a little louder? I couldn't hear you.
Message. I got some stuff in my throat. I can't repeat that.
That one hit the heart.
Yeah.
It's hard.
But it's the truth, man. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, the truth hurts sometimes. You're like, you get stuck on something, and you're like, it's like that, like you get stuck on, like, you know, Macanudo Cafe, Inspirato, and then something out of left field. And like, I got to rethink everything I know about about this Macanudo blend,
man,
and about the overall gist of it, and see that there's a progression here, and every one of them kind of has their place for a certain market. And now I've got a cigar. I can go back to the shelf and I'll actually smoke the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it blew you away. Mm-hmm. Would not have thought that.
Nope. Maybe you want to go back and reevaluate some of my
life decisions. Yep.
Well, some cigars I picked, I just looked at them. It's not going to be good, but I'm going to smoke it anyway. I'm still in that infancy stage of a cigar smoker where I walk into a cigar shop and I'm like, you know. Says blue cheese. It got a $100 bill wrapped around it. That sounds like it might be halfway decent. Shoot myself in the face. I mean, come on.
Now just sit there and look at you, be like,
what the
hell? Oh.
What the hell?
Well, we're going to finish up this smoke.
And then go get it. Go pick up our golf clubs, buddy. They just got cleaned.
Life emergencies, buddy.
I mean, shit. How am I?
That's priorities.
Priority right there.
Priorities. You got to have
them. Healthy 70 bucks in the freight back here. Goddamn golf clubs just got cleaned.
70 boxes here, floor to ceiling.
Yeah, y'all got this.
You guys got this for a while, right? Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Hands down. No problem. Well, this is First Thirds Production doing a Nova Platinum cigar, Leo 11.
Fantastic.
I don't think I have to say it, but I'm going to. 30 thumbs up.
Yeah,
definitely.
Everybody's going to love it.
Come to ZT's and get it, because I think they're on. Who cares a lot?
Yeah,
so.
Especially here. Y'all have a good night. We'll see you on the turnaround.